This is James West interviewing James Beverly Brunson, 1930, 4 March 1995, in Montgomery, Alabama. The subject of this interview is what Mr. Brunson can tell me about Victory Gardens, salvage drives, the effect of World War II on his family, about the economics of civilian life during that time, the height, the low of patriotism during World War II, his opinion on the atomic bomb, used on the Japanese and worked to help end World War II, and also his opinion on whether World War II veterans were welcomed home as heroes. Also, he's going to explain some of the events that he remembers after World War II, and also what he thought about the Korean War, which he was involved in personally, about the industrial machine during the Korean conflict, about the high or low of patriotism during the Korean War, were veterans welcomed home from Korea as heroes, and his opinion on how the economy in the U.S. was after the Korean War. And after Korea, how did he view the U.S. involvement in Vietnam? Did he feel it was necessary to stop communist oppression in Vietnam? How was patriotism, in his opinion? How was the economy shaping up during Vietnam? Were veterans welcomed home as heroes after Vietnam?
My name is James B. Brunson. I was born and reared in Montgomery County, Alabama, born 1927, still living, thank God, retired U.S. Armed Forces, and from the Montgomery County Board of Education. My father's name is Joseph Crawford Brunson. My mother's name, Nettie Mae Graham. God bless them. I am married to Mary J. Fripp, a wonderful woman when I married her, and is still so.
Mr. Brunson, starting our first history interview question, could you tell me about the Victory Gardens and the salvage drives, please?
During World War II, the term Victory Garden is nothing more actually than a garden in itself. But since it was during the war, it was termed Victory Garden. During this war, there was a very high level of rationing of many things. Gasoline, automobile tires, meat, shoes, sugar, liquor, and that really hurt a lot of people, that liquor, I'll tell you. But it was necessary, and most everyday normal people had a small plot of ground somewhere on their property that they grew their vegetables. It was not to only feed them, but also to help the war effort.
What about the salvage?
Well, salvage was very important. Scrap, iron, metal, of course, that is necessary for your war materials. And also back then, they had a cigarette called Lucky Strikes. And it was in a green and white package, and the cigarettes were wrapped within the package, compacted, in tinfoil. Well, old Lucky Green went to war, so they changed the color of the cigarette package to red and white. And the aluminum foil was used to affect the enemy's radar, to really mess it up, to keep it off of the bombers going from here to there, or their bombing sites or IP points, or term it any way you want to. That's the way I would term it. But that's the old song. I believe they made a song about it, that Lucky Green goes to war. So that's when the cigarette became, the package became white with a red center instead of green with a red center.
How did World War II affect your family?
I had three brothers. Only one of them's living now. They all went to war during World War II. I wish I had been able to do so, but I was a little young. And my father said, you got three brothers over there now, so I'm not going to take the chance on leaving you. My dad was against it. But the Navy caught me anyway. I tried to enlist, and they found out I was too young.
How about the economy of civilian life?
Did it change anybody's life? Well, the economy, actually, of course, is going to change people's life in a war. The production's going to be up. Jobs are going to come up. Wages are going to be raised. So, actually, you have a high level of rise in the economy during a war. I would say any war, not only World War II or World War I, but You can go back to the Civil War, the war between the states, whichever you prefer to hear. Oh, gosh, yes. I have a brother-in-law. Actually, he used to drive a cab here in Montgomery. It was called a dime taxi. You could go anywhere in the city limits for 10 cents. But when the war started, he and my sister moved to Birmingham, Alabama, and he went to work for the Tennessee Coal and Iron Railroad Company for $5 an hour. That's quite an improvement over 10 cents an hour, isn't it?
So your opinion was patriotism high low during World War II?
Patriotism was extremely high during World War II. Everybody was proud of the numbers of their family who served, not only them, but all of the young American men and women who served during World War II. We were very, very proud of them, and patriotism was at the highest peak that I can remember in my lifetime.
Do you think the atomic bomb is necessary to be used on Japan?
Death and destruction is an awful thing, but I feel like Harry S. Truman felt, the president, when the war was over in 1945, when he gave the word to go ahead and use the bomb. It saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Of course, it's an awful thing when innocent people have to die along with those who are not innocent. But that is the wages of war.
So you think veterans were welcomed home as heroes after World War II?
Well, most people, I'm sure, felt like I did when my brothers came home. I was so proud and happy to see them, and my chest would just swell up with pride. They also combat, for one in Europe, and two in the South Pacific, one Navy and two Armies. And I love them. I still love them. They're not all with me, but I was very proud of them, and people were proud of the American young fighting men.
Mr. Brunson, you were talking about the Victory Gardens and Ranching before. Tell me something about the little ration books you showed me, some of the small letters you showed me, please.
I'll try to. Each and every family had a household head, a member of the family, of course, and there was ration books during those days. Gasoline, automobile tires, shoes, sugar, meat, almost everything you could think of was rationed. And these ration books had various stamps in them, and when you got ready to buy, then you would have to go to the store. If you had the stamp, then the proprietor would take the stamp and give you what you was entitled to or what you was entitled to buy with that stamp or stamp. But if you ever planned to go on a trip, usually if you were fortunate enough to have a car, you had to wait for about a year to save up enough stamps and enough money to make a trip. And also there was a V letter during World War II, which the American fighting boys was entitled to write home, no postage cost to them, which is a very little fringe benefit for fighting for your country. But if you happen to get one of these V letters and it had a bunch of black marks in it, you could be sure that someone had read this letter before you, because they all had to go through a censoring officer before they were released to be mailed to the states.
Could you tell me something about those stars you were talking about people had at their houses?
It was a small blue flag. They were in various sizes, and each star that was white and that background of blue indicated the number of men or women serving in the armed forces at that time.
What did you mention to me about that gold star?
Well, a gold star, actually, Western Union boys used to ride bikes to deliver the telegrams. And if you saw a Western Union boy coming up your street, everybody felt apprehensive. They didn't want him to stop at their house, because usually it was one of the very famous telegrams that "I deeply regret to have to inform you," meaning that a member of that family had been killed in combat or in a training exercise in the state, or whatever type of training he was going through. It was usually combat that indicated that that member had been lost in battle.
Even though you have several brothers who fought in World War II, didn't you join the service after World War II?
Yes, I did. Actually, I was due to be drafted, but something came up. There was an unfortunate accident, and the doctor requested I be referred for 90 days. And the lady at Local Board 51 here in Montgomery, Alabama, said, "That cut on your wrist is not going to keep you out of the Army." I said, "Lady, I doesn't expect it to." I said, "I'm only doing what the doctor told me." And I said, "I'm going home now." She said, "Well, I'm going to call the doctor, and if he verifies what you say, there may be some news, and I don't look for it to happen that way." So before I got home, I got a call to return the phone call. And they had deferred me for 45 days, which I would have went on. I wanted to go into the service. It was the tail end of the war. but I didn't make it. I believe it was May of 1945 that they stopped the draft. So in the end of 47, I enlisted in the service and spent 2 years with the 8th Infantry Division at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Upon discharge, I joined the National Guard unit here in my hometown, the old 31st Dixie Division. And I'd been in it, I guess, for a year and a half, and we got what was known, or what I call, Mr. Harry Truman's year, which you were extended for 1 year, regardless of who you were. That is about the outbreak of the Korean War. It was 1950, if I'm not mistaken. And I was going to get out, I believe, in 51, but I didn't quite get out in 51 because Mr. Truman extended all the reserves for 1 year. So, with my year extension, I went ahead, went on active duty when the division was called to active duty, and I was the first man in my company to volunteer to go to Korea. I really don't, this is my personal opinion, I don't think it was necessary, but the United States had committed themselves that if the North Koreans came across the 38th parallel, they would go to their aid. So as far as the war goes in itself, there was many, many American people, not only American men, but English, British, Canadians, South Koreans that lost their lives in that war. Well, I didn't particularly care for it myself, but as I said, I knew I was going to go, so I went ahead and volunteered. And I made my time and came back, thank God.
What did you think about the industrial machine gun war? Do you think the industry was putting out the right products for the military and improving on mechanized warfare?
Any war is going to stimulate the economy. That's been proven down through the ages, back through the ages. When you have a war, there are going to be goods built or made, technology is going to improve, but by the same token, your big industries are going to sell stuff to the government, to the United States government. As I say, I'm speaking from personal experience and this is my opinion. It's prearranged, a lot of that stuff. They used a trigger mitten in Korea during the Korean War. It had an index finger open for your index finger. And then there was an area where your other three fingers, your little finger, your ring finger, and your middle finger fit, and then your thumb. And if you ever tried to take a clip of M1 ammunition and put it into the housing group of an M1 rifle with that trigger mitten on, you would spend all day, and you would probably never get it done because you'd be shot before you got it done. I took mine off after wearing them 1 day and threw them away. By the same token, at the same time, they came out with a boot which they called a shoe pack. This is a very cold climate, as many places in the world. It consisted of a white boot, and it consisted, you wore two pairs of socks with this on an inner sole, and it was to keep your feet warm. I think I got through a half a day with those, and I threw them away and put my old combat boots back on with three pairs of socks, and I was much warmer. But I think that was we got this stuff, we'll sell it to the government, we'll make money on it. Some of it may be usable, some of it may not. As I say, this is my personal opinion, that industry always managed to profit off the war.
Do you think patriotism is very high in the Korean War?
No, I don't. I think the patriotism was higher among the men who served than the people back home who was to be behind them. Now, that is a personal opinion.
You being a Korean War veteran, do you think you're almost a hero, or do you think any of your friends were a veteran for it?
Well, more so than the Vietnam War. I think the Korean veteran was accepted and welcomed back in a better manner, much better manner than the Vietnam veterans. For the Vietnam veterans, I'm going to go and add this to it. It really didn't make that much difference to me because I decided to make a career out of the service anyway. But you still like to be looked upon when you do something for your country that they appreciate it. And I don't think that the Korean veterans were dying too much. But in the Vietnam War, it was the boys that would come back, that get out of the service, that was injured or whatever the problem was for disability. And a lot of them, they demonstrated against the Vietnam War. And I don't like the way they were treated. I think it's a disgrace, not only to the government, but to this country, a free country, I think it was a very bad disgrace the way some of them were treated.
Do you think it was necessary for us to go to Vietnam without communist suppression?
Negative. I think communist suppression should be put down in any way possible. But in this case, I think it was strictly a political war. It was a no-win situation when we went into it. And we stayed in it much, much too long. We should have pulled out sooner. My opinion.